Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit betql.com. We're joined by Logan Paulson, longtime tight end in D.C., who was also a 10-year NFL tight end in the league. And nobody's smarter watching the film. Logan, thanks for the time. You know this like we do. Everybody thinks Jaden Daniels is the pick at number two. Are you buying that?
I think at this point, yes, I do agree. I think, you know, obviously everyone has their own personal rankings, and my personal ranking is probably JJ. That's probably who I end up taking. But I do understand the Jaden Daniel argument. I think here's a guy with excellent mechanics, excellent vision down the field. The playmaking ability as a runner, obviously not like a true scrambler in the sense that he doesn't run to create from the pocket or create to throw. But I do think like all of those things coupled with the improvement he saw over the last 5 years in college football kind of make me think that's the direction you want to go. The work ethic that he's showed is storied at this point. You know, he's the first guy in, last guy out. The way his coaches talk about him is exemplary. He just seems like the guy, all signs pointing in that direction. But I do think that's all still hearsay at this point. I think that's what people need to understand is that whoever is making the decision, in this case Adam Peters, has not told anybody anything. So that's all speculation. But, you know, I understand kind of why it's moving in that direction. I think that kind of nice foundational floor for him, coupled with his tremendous upside, seemed to make a lot of sense there too.
So I want to come back to Daniels and further discuss that with you in a minute. But we're burying the lead. You just said something that I perceive to be a bit of a bombshell. You would take J.J. McCarthy second overall.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think a single person that we've had on the show has said that. So go ahead.
Yeah, so I think the thing with me is that, like, when I watch him, I see it's familiar to me. Like, when I watch his film, like, I see the drive. I see the drive concept. I see CO. I see mesh. I see NFL concepts. And I see him executing them at a high level. Like, I see his eyes in the right position. I see him manipulating defenses. I see him understanding coverages. I see him making tight window throws. I see him anticipating and throwing guys open. He's throwing to space. He can throw that Y-high cross at an extremely high level. Those are all NFL throws. And am I aware of his limitations as a player? 1,000%. The throw volume's not there. The throw variety's not always there. I'm with that. He wasn't asked to carry the team. I'm with that. But I just, when I see a transfer from what he does in college to what he's doing in the NFL, it just works for me. And again, like, that's my own personal opinion that projection is easier for me. And I just want to be clear, that doesn't mean he has the highest ceiling. That doesn't mean anything other than I like what I see from him, and I like his leadership qualities. I like that he made Michigan a winner. He was part of that process. But I think the other two guys have higher ceilings. I feel very comfortable with what I see from him. I like the way the ball comes out of his hand. I think he's got a much better arm than people think. I love his ability to run the quarterback design run game, the zone read, the quarterback powers, the quarterback counters. I like that element. I think people sleep on his athleticism. But, yeah, that's what I like about it. It's familiar. It's comfortable. And I see the transfer at a very, very high level. And it makes that projection element of the from the college game to the NFL game a little bit easier for me. But again, that doesn't mean he's going to be the best pro.
So, look, let me give my take here, and I want your thoughts on this because I'm fascinated with what you're saying here. So, to me, he's a first-round quarterback, and we're picking nits and we're putting him in a hierarchy, but he still deserves to go in the first round for me. I couldn't take him in the top five, though, and here's why. These one-score games, like against Penn State where he didn't throw it, against Alabama where you end up winning it in overtime, they won those games, and that's awesome. He won it when it was called upon, made some great plays, but at no point in time was it, you know, hey, maybe it's a good idea to take our top five quarterback and throw on first down. You know, just to let him do some of those things that you're talking about. I understand that Harbaugh's got his own way of doing stuff, but it just, that would scare the hell out of me because we didn't really see it anywhere near enough at that level, and they didn't win because of him, really, right?
Yeah, well, what I'd say to that is two things. One is, first off, in gotta-have-it situations, meaning red zone and third down, I think, or backed-up situations, you see Michigan does lean on him. They lean on him at very specific moments, very high-leverage moments. I think he does execute in those moments at a very high level. The other thing I'd point to also is that's like a Jim Harbaugh philosophical approach. Like, one of the reasons Andrew Luck loses the Heisman to Robert Griffin III is because they run the football too much at Stanford. Now, does that diminish Andrew Luck as a prospect? Does that diminish what he can do? No, and again, I am comparing Andrew Luck to J.J. McCarthy, but only in terms of usage in the context of a Jim Harbaugh offense. Obviously, Andrew Luck is significantly better as a prospect, but I do think that that is something that people probably were obviously very aware of when they were voting for the Heisman. And I think it's something that you can be aware of here with J.J. McCarthy as well. But I think you need to be aware of it in the sense that look at the situations where he is throwing the football. So on third down, red zone, backed up. And those are situations where the windows get tighter. The defense knows you're throwing the football. He's throwing that, you know, if you watch the game against Alabama in the Rose Bowl, like that's an NFL defense. And you watch that same version of the defense. Obviously, Michigan's running it versus UW a couple weeks later. Like, Michael Penix has no idea what's happening. And I think, like, that just speaks to his awareness of what's happening. And it just speaks to a guy that understands defense at an NFL caliber level. And I even hesitate to say that because it's not – he still has a long ways to go in that regard. But I do think you see all of those traits. And so, for me, what I'd point to is everyone says, oh, you can't take him at five or you can't take him at two overall because he's not a top five player. Like, if I trust my evaluation, I trust my interview process, I think it's entirely likely I could take him. Now, I understand that the Commanders probably won't do that. A lot of teams won't do that. But if Logan Paulson's the GM, that's definitely something I'm considering. And I already said that I think I'd probably err towards Jaden Daniels because I think his ceiling is higher, but don't get it twisted. I'm a big J.J. McCarthy fan and supporter in this draft.
Yeah, we could tell. That's Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny. I still will circle back to Jaden Daniels, I promise, but I want to go to Drake May. Now, you and I have not talked about quarterbacks specifically in several weeks, but I remember initially when I hit you up after I started watching these guys and we talked, right away you were, I don't want to say anti-May, but you were not a big May guy, and I kind of fell in love while watching him. And I am readily admitting, like, people always are like, well, I don't understand what you're saying. Logan is smarter than me, knows more than me, watches film better than me, all those things. But I still, like, it's an inexact science, right? Adam Peters is smarter than all of us, and he doesn't get it right every time. So I'm acknowledging the holes in my game here, that I am not a GM, and you're way closer to one than me. But I do see this differently than you. So with Drake May, I love him. I'm smitten with this guy. What am I missing?
So I'll say this. I love Drake May, too. Like, that's the thing is I love all three of these guys. And they're just ever so slight differences that I'm having to kind of call out that I would kind of differentiate because everyone likes this vertical ranking. But in terms of if Washington selected Drake May, like, I'm doing backflips because dude's insanely talented. I think when you look at his big-time throws, like, he can do it all, man. And I think he's probably the best creator outside of Caleb Williams in this draft, and I love that, man. I love, like, the Farvian kind of let's let this sucker rip into a tight window. Let's, you know, scramble and do some off-schedule stuff and off-platform throw and deliver an absolute dime. Like, I love that. I think the thing that kind of has shook me with him, and I can't get by it, and some people can get by it, and I think that's why people love this quarterback debate and why you said that, Grant, it's an inexact science, is there's inconsistencies to his play that I just don't understand. Like, I watch, and, you know, I've talked to quarterback coaches, and they've watched film of him, and they've kind of saying, like, you know, this throw should be completed based on his mechanics. And if they can't find a correction, then I can't find a correction, and I have no reasonable explanation as why you're skipping a hitch to a receiver who's wide open, or the ball placement's a little bit off in these certain situations. I have I don't have a great level of confidence.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So let me double click on this with you. I want to redirect on this because I know exactly where you're going. And I want to tap into your expertise. Am I right in saying, like, his flaws, some of the mechanic stuff, the misses, the bad layup percentage, all that stuff, I think that's more coachable, fixable, easier for me to see corrected than some of my Jaden Daniels concerns. Is that crazy?
So it's not crazy, but I think the thing that I've come to is that I've talked to quarterback coaches about him, and they've been like, I don't see any issue with his fundamentals. Now, that's not universal across the board. There's certain guys you talk to, like, oh, if he does X, Y, Z, everything's going to be fine. But I think the fact that there's certain coaches that think everything's fine, and that I'm like, if everything's fine, then how do we resolve the inconsistency? So that's the thing that I kind of came to there is, like, some people think it's correctable, some people don't think it is. And when I watch his big-time throws, when I watch his when his misses, there's not a huge discernible difference between the mechanics in one versus the other. And I think that's the thing that gets me is, like, maybe it's just, like, how he throws the football. And, again, if Drake May got signed here, I would be doing backflips because the high level stuff, like, he's an excellent playmaker with the football in his hands. Excellent. His ability to run, all that kind of stuff is excellent. It's just the inconsistency, and it's your level of comfort with that level of inconsistency. So I look at a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who I think is a really good comp for him, right? He had some of these same inconsistency issues in college at Cal. He sat for a year, sat for 2 years, gets all that stuff corrected, and becomes the player that we know and love, right? So my thought with him is that if he had to start tomorrow, I think he could start tomorrow. It's just the offense has to be limited and encourage a growth cycle for him. And good Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury do that 1,000%. But I'm just a little bit – I have my reservations about him reaching the pinnacle, him being, you know, Justin Herbert 2.0 or Josh Allen 2.0 because of the type of inconsistency we're seeing. And I think, Sims kind of articulated that the best. It's like, you know, when you watch Josh Allen, even though he was terribly inaccurate or terribly inconsistent with his completion percentage, the ball was where he wanted it to be. And I don't feel that same way when I'm watching – Drake May all the time. And again, you said this already, it's inexact. So maybe you get with a coach who says he can get it corrected. If that coach tells me he can get it corrected and we can get this guy more consistent, I'm in, right? I'm excited for Drake May. I think he's an excellent football player. It's just for me personally, as of right now, I don't understand the inconsistency, so then therefore how am I supposed to correct it? And that's the thing that I keep coming back to with him. Everything else you love. It's that level of inconsistency that makes you a little bit worrisome.
Logan Paulson with us here on G&D. So let's get to Daniels. I'm infatuated. I know there are negatives and there are things that scare me about him. Most of all, his frame and the shots that he ends up taking. I'm just terrified that can't be coached out of him. And I've got shades of 2012, which we don't have to get into. But to me, the high, the ceiling, those playmaking things, I covet it so much. I want defenses to be terrified of us. I want other fan bases to be jealous of us. And I see it there, but I realize that I've got my Looney Tunes, heart glasses on. I'm doing the ahuga kind of thing when I look at him. What are the flaws? What are the things that worry you? And where do you see that ceiling?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the million-dollar question with him is, like, I think one of the things that gets me excited about him is I think he's been pretty consistent with his improvement since he started his college career. Obviously, he's kind of a part of this Arizona State program that's exploding. He has the COVID year. He transfers to LSU. He has a new offensive coordinator, the new offensive coordinator in 2023, and somehow manages to continue to progress. And I think that's a testament to kind of his work ethic. And I think when you hear people saying, like, he's an ascending player, I think it's not an ascending player in the sense that, like, obviously the circumstances have improved, but also I think he's kind of made his own luck in that regard. So that's something that gets me really excited about him. Now, there are issues with what he does that make me very, very nervous, you know. And I think, like, one of the things that I keep coming back to with him that I can't shake is the offense at LSU is insanely simple, right? Like, I was talking to a guy, we were talking about receivers, one of my NFL buddies, and he was saying, oh, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. runs eight routes. That's so unconventional for any level of offense, right? You have a receiver that runs eight routes over the course of the season. So,
like, there's no way that's true. Is that a real number?
That's a real number. So eight routes, meaning like you run a go, you run a hitch, you run a
sure
5 yard out, you run a 5 yard in, like that. Like, you just,
that's
sequencing of those routes.
That's scary to hear, though. I mean, it's that simple.
It's crazy, right? And when you watch the film, you see that. And, like, I think if you, I've told people to go do this, watch Jaden Daniels' explosive throws. They're all big box fades. Go watch J.J. McCarthy's explosive throws. There's a vast variety to them. Go watch Drake May's explosive throws. There's a vast variety to those. I think that's the one thing that gives me pause about all this. Now, I think the playmaking ability, the got-to-have-it situations, like in 2 minutes, like, dude just finds ways to make plays. He's layering throws in a very specific context, specifically the big box fade. He can scramble with his feet, but he finds ways to make plays in those critical moments, which I love. But the simplicity of the offense is something that gives me a lot of consternation. Now, when you talk to people about him as a person and talk to people about all of these guys, JJ, Drake, you know, Jaden, they're all kind of they're exemplary human beings. And so I think that's something that I kind of go back to, his work ethic, the fact that he continues to improve, the fact that, like, when you hear Kelly talk about him, the head coach at LSU, he always is talking about how he is always hungering and striving to get better, and he did improve every single day he was there. So maybe you're betting on the fact that even though this offense is crazy simple, you bet on the playmaking ability, you bet on the playmaking moxie, the willingness to make those plays, in conjunction with the fact that he's continuing to improve. And I think that's what I'd point to there. But in terms of things you can't shake about, guys, like the offense there, like, man, it gives me a lot of nervous energy, very similar to what I was talking about with Drake May. But I do hope that because of the stuff you hear about him kind of taking on this VR, you know, getting 250 extra reps a week using this digital system, that he's willing to and is going to improve in a way that kind of suits the NFL game at a high level. So,
Logan Paulson with us, Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I mean, some of the statistical issues I guess I have are relate back to taking sacks. Sure. Turning pressures into sacks. And then for me, I love mobile quarterbacks. I like quarterbacks that can run. But I need my quarterback to be throw first, throw second, run third. And when I look at Daniels, you look at highest scramble rate under pressure, dating back 10 college football seasons. Malik Willis, 29%. Some guy named Dustin Crum, I don't know who that is, 27%. And then Jaden Daniels and Hendon Hooker are next on that list. If you look at percentage of pass attempts when moved off your spot, so how often when you're moved do you reset and throw the football? Penix, 71%. Caleb Williams, 65%. May, lower than I'd like, but 48%. Daniels was barely 20%. Lowest in FBS, NFL high, 74%. Average, 57%. The lowest in the NFL this year was 38%. Daniels was half that. When moved off his spot, the number one rusher in the class and the 33rd passer among quarterbacks coming out this year. Like, these are things that I just have a hard time getting past.
Yeah, 1,000%, man. And I'm totally with you on all that stuff. And I think it's important to bring that stuff up. But if you're drafting a quarterback based on analytics, you're drafting Bo Nix at number 2 overall. Like, analytically, he's the guy that checks all those boxes. Now, there's something about Bo Nix that tells you he's not the number two, not the second best quarterback in the class, right? Like, when you watch the film, there's like the playmaking ability. He's obviously insulated by the offense. And I think with the stuff with Jaden Daniels, when you look at him and you watch him play football, again, what you bring up are 100% valid concerns. And that's why, to me, all these guys are in the same tier, right? JJ, Jaden, and Drake. They're all in the same tier because there's no perfect prospect, right? So when I look at him, I say to myself, you're going to take more sacks because you are a scrambling quarterback. Because you have the ability to work with your legs, you're going to do that a little bit more. I also look at the offense, and there's not always great answers in the context of the offense for him to distribute the football. Like,
That's a good nugget. Pass. That's good to know.
What's that?
That's a good nugget. That's good to know. So, they didn't make it easier for him to solve the riddle.
100%. And so, again, like, just like he's throwing to Malik Nabers and, you know, Brian Thomas Jr., who are going to be top 20 picks of the NFL draft, like, they're not giving him great answers versus pressure all the time, right? So that's one thing, right? I don't love the fact that instead of becoming running to throw, he's running to run. I don't love that. But again, like, when he does do that versus Alabama, when he does do that versus Missouri, that's two of the best college defenses this last year. Like, he makes plays. And I don't want to rein in his playmaking ability, kind of saying, I want that to be at the forefront of what he does, essentially is what I'm saying. So with a scrambling quarterback, that is something that's a stat that's going to be a little bit higher. Also, I think the other thing I look at too, just like there weren't great answers, they're not all sacks are created equally, right? So in the context of what you're talking about, sometimes the offensive line has free runners. Like, I'm watching a play versus Missouri last night where he throws a big box touchdown to, I think it was Blake Nabers, right? Again, I keep going back to this big box play, which is great at throwing, but you'd like to see more variety of throw, but they don't block the blitzer. Like, they just don't block him. The O-line slides to him, they don't block him. Now, he makes a great throw and delivers the ball, but there's times over the course of the season where those turn into sacks. So I think not all sacks, not all statistics are created equally. Now, do you need to be aware of it? Sure, but I think you need to go back and kind of watch all those plays and kind of make a decision for yourself where you're saying, like, is this going to be a fatal flaw? Like, when you watched, the kid from Liberty last year. What was his name?
Malik Willis.
When you watched Malik Willis, that was a glaring issue with him. You could tell his eyes and his feet just didn't match up to concepts. Like, he'd start to his left and just go right down the read, right? He'd go 1, 2, 3, 4 to the back. And you could just tell he wasn't seeing it very well. With Jaden Daniels, he sees it fine. I go back to the simplicity of the offense. Like, he should see it fine because the offense is very simple. But he's not doing that. He understands where space is. He's delivering throws. And now does he take sacks? 100%. But I think that's something I expect from a guy who runs a lot. And when I watch all the sacks, not all of them are his fault. You know, some of it's offensive concepts. Some of it's mental mistake by the offensive line. It's something that I've come to be okay with regards to an alarming statistic that I don't think is telling the whole story when it comes to how he's playing the game.
Logan, excellent as always. You've earned two full portions of arugula to go with your bone broth today, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. I
you
appreciate
earned
it.
Yep, you did it.
Logan, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, bro.
Thanks, pal.
Appreciate you guys.
Logan Paulson on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.